Douglas, we want you to know we believe you. Those kids were up to no good. The police brought them in and talked to them. All three of them denied harming you. I'm afraid it's a case of your word against theirs. Theirs is wrong. Ms. Niedermeyer reaches out a red-nailed hand and touches my arm.
We know that, Douglas.
I shrug away her touch. It's not fair. No, it's not. But we're trying to make the best of the situation. We've designed a new schedule for you. You'll be moving to the second lunch period and changing from Mrs. Felco's afternoon art class to the morning class. And you'll be in Study Hall C after your lunch period. Why do I have to change? Why don't you change their schedules? Principal Jansen says, it simply wasn't practical, Douglas. I hug myself to stop the shaking. It doesn't help. They should all be in jail, I say. You should at least kick them out of school. You're responsible for my safety. Douglas, we have a responsibility to be fair to all of our students. I don't exactly know what happened between you and those three boys, but I'm sure that their attack was not completely unprovoked. Things like that don't just happen. I don't know what you did to anger Freddie Perdue, and frankly, I don't want to know. But you must realize that you had a part in it. I gape at him, hardly able to believe what he's saying. Ms. Niedermeyer says,
no one is saying you deserve to be injured, Douglas. We're just trying to make the best of a very unfortunate situation.
I've spoken with Freddie and Aaron and Ty, says Principal Jansen. They know that if they bother you, if one of them so much as touches you, they'll be expelled. I promise you won't have any problem with them. I feel sick. Oh, and one more thing. We've moved you to the last period calculus class. Your first period class will now be language arts. Why did you do that?
We thought it would be best for you.
For a moment, I'm more confused than ever. Then I realize that first period calculus is the only class I share with Melissa Haverman. They're trying to keep me away from Melissa.